Let's all say amen.
Amen.
All right. Everybody take your document. As I say, if our guests don't have one, somebody make sure they do. Okay. Get somewhere where you can look at it. Repeat after me. Scripture distinctions.
Scripture distinctions.
Of actualization in eternity.
Of actualization in eternity.
From manifestation in time.
From manifestation in time.
Now, sometimes when we're teaching, they say, we don't know what you're talking about. So you lose a lot of terms. On the second page, there's a glossary of definitions. When we talk about actualization, we mean what is actual, real, what is factual.
Yes.
And going down, we see many, many terms that we'll be using. Now, some years ago, when we started this ministry, the Lord directed us to put everything in writing. So when you go to our website, www.gracegospelministry, T-R-Y, not T-R-I-E-S, .com, gracegospelministry.com, there's a section in there that's a link, I should say, that is doctrinal discourses. What is doctrine? Doctrine is teaching. What is taught? What is taught influences what is believed. What is believed influences how we think, how we act. It influences what is near and dear to us. It influences whether you're going to go through life happy or you're going to go through life sad. What you know is the greatest thing that can be a companion to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know what the world says. The world says what you don't know won't hurt you. That's the biggest lie. What you don't know can be lethal. What you don't know can mess you up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, we're going to teach. Mm-hmm. We're going to teach. We're going to teach the word.
Right.
And even as it runs antithetical, that is, as it opposes what is taught in the vast majority of Christendom, we're going to stick with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to worry about what's trendy.
Mm-hmm.
What's popular.
Yeah.
Only thing we're concerned about is what is
true.
What is real. What's the real deal. Mm-hmm. What are the real facts of life.
Mm-hmm.
Such we're not confused.
Mm-hmm.
We go into our churches for a few hours. We're emotionally moved by the music and chorus. I am too. I love it.
You know?
And it's like going in for a feel-good treatment and go out, but then that brother bear world is waiting for you.
Wait, oh Lord. I hear you.
And you're not prepared. You didn't get anything to deal with it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're forlorn.
Mm-hmm.
You're depressed.
Depressed.
I'm talking about God's people now.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the world. I mean, it wouldn't make sense for them to understand this if God doesn't give it to them. But for God's people who are coming to the house of God, supposedly to get his word, something's not clicking here.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because we're getting the wrong information.
Man.
So we're not prepared when the troubles come.
Troubles.
And they're going to come.
Oh, yes.
Oh, day will come.
Amen.
And because we've got the wrong information, we have the wrong expectations.
Amen.
In a simply depraved world, do you actually expect peace? Love? So will there ever be some manifestations, huh? I'm talking about on a full scale, continuous basis. Satisfaction? Not in this world.
I hear you.
You got the wrong world.
Amen. Oh, glory. Yes. Amen.
And it's like these scriptures are speaking to us, but we're not listening. God has never lied to us.
Never.
This is telling us something. Now, we had moved down. I'm trying to get out of... I still got part three here. I didn't pass it out to you. I'm trying to get out of part two. Let's go to this section. Page... page 51. The timelessness of God. So, Pastor, why are we going through all this stuff? Because you got to understand what's going on. We're standing in the midst of this thing trying to look around. And the more we look around, the dumber we get. The more confused we get. Because we're looking at it from the wrong angle. We want answers. But the purpose is not within the time capsule.
Come on here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You can't find the answer to the purpose within. It's because the purpose is not within. The purpose is from without. It's an eternal purpose.
Amen. That's right.
Also, take your Bibles. I'll just do a preamble on this part and we'll get into the nitty gritty next week. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Verse 50 through 54. Live a minute, it's our designated reader. Yeah, we stop and we read here. You know what we do here? We read a verse. We scripturally exegete the verse.
Right.
And then we explain the verse.
Right.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get through doing that. I'm going to sit down. Because this is more important than what's happening over in Afghanistan. This is more important than what's happening on Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all listen to me this morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is more important than what's happening on your job.
Yeah.
And in your neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
When we properly use the term prioritize. Everybody say prioritize.
Prioritize.
All right. Elder Reed from, and another thing is we stop and we always say, and for those that are listening to this on the internet, listen. We are not held captive to any of the translations. Someone asked me, which translation do you all use? You say all of them and none of them. We use all of them, but we don't rely upon any of them. Read. Everybody got to say amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with the 50th verse.
Mm-hmm.
Now this I say, brethren,
that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Now, remember last week? What was that we were reading from last week? No, when we were talking about that standalone verse. Come on now, you, especially you preachers now, y'all. The standalone verse. Paul was talking about a lot of things to them. Not meat and bread. Right in the middle of what Paul was saying, he said, the kingdom of God is not meat and bread. Yeah. What are you talking about? The kingdom of God, the reign of God, is not physical. Now, why is Paul saying this in this verse? He's saying this because as he starts out here and all the verses leading up to it, he's in the time capsule and he's talking about salvation. And now he's moving into the eternal sphere of looking down on things instead of looking around in things. You see, when you're looking around in things, there may be joy, but if sorrow walks in front of it, you can't see the joy.
I hear you.
But if you look down upon it like a bird's eye view, the sorrow is there. You can see the sorrow and the joy. You can see everything. This is what we have to do from the scriptures. How do we look down? We don't lean to our own understanding. We don't try to figure things out. We look to the word of God and he tells us what's happening.
I hear you.
That's why the Lord has blessed us with a battery of preachers here. But you know what? None of them are ever going to come up here on any Sunday morning, that's whether I'm here or not here, and talk about politics.
I hear you.
You know, when these scriptures were written in the first century, who ruled the world?
Rome.
A lot of politics, right?
A lot.
Do you see any space given to that in these scriptures? Do you? I mean, when Rome ruled the world, if you were not a Roman citizen, talking about civil rights, they didn't even have to try you. You didn't have to get it. The only reason Paul got a trial is because he was a Roman citizen. Peter didn't get a trial. They just killed him. But do you see any press here? Do you see them dealing with this? Well, aren't we to try to get out here and make a difference in it? That's not God's assignment to the church. Where's Rome today?
Gone.
Did the church get rid of them?
Nope.
Who got rid of them?
God.
That need our help.
Woo.
To deal with whatever. God has plans for this world, and none of them are good.
I hear you.
So, Pastor, that's not a good message, you understand? It's a good message. If you prioritize the heavenlies over the earthly. I have preachers to tell me, they say, Cutler, man, you're way out there. No, I'm not. How am I going to be way out there and I'm basically conveying what the Word of God is saying? I don't care what's popular. But there's joy in this. When you can project beyond the things that are on you.
Right.
They will stay for you. They will kill you. They will run you batty.
Yeah.
That's what your affection and your priority is wrapped around.
I hear you.
Whatever that thing is, it will disappoint you.
Come on now. Come on.
Oh, Christ never disappoints us.
Yes, sir.
It's not in this world. Paul is speaking plain talk here. What's the second part of that?
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
Now here's what Paul is saying. I'm gonna stop you a few minutes. It's gonna be one of the shortest messages y'all ever got. But the next week we come back here and maybe I make it for it. Look at that verse. Read that again, Ella. The whole verse. That verse 50.
Verse 50.
We're not going to get past 50 today.
Now this I say, brethren,
mm-hmm.
that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
Understand what he's saying here. He's changing the scenery. And he's prophesying the fact that what we're focusing on and what we're prioritizing mm-hmm. is not what God is prioritizing.
Right. Amen.
We're prioritizing time, which is creation, and God is prioritizing eternity. And when Jesus in the King God, then what Jesus say? He said, "Be better to go into Maine,
mm-hmm.
right?"
Mm-hmm.
The poor man is better going through life poor and then being rich eternally mm-hmm. than the rich man that goes through this life on a temporary basis,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that he is separated and cut off from God. But you're not going to hear that. Because the way to fill a house is to tell you that you're going to get a raise on your job. And I hope you do get a raise on your job, but you might get fired.
And that's right.
And many did get fired. And that's why a lot of God's people somewhere licking their wounds and they're confused. They say they've told me if I paid my tithes, God would bless me with a raise. The next day I went to work and they laid me off. I'm confused now. But that's what they say. That's not what the scriptures say. Here Paul is making a statement. And he says, here is tutothemi, which is translated, and this I declare affirm. What are you affirming, Paul? And he speaks, brethren, listen. Flesh and blood. Cannot. Everybody say cannot. Here we have a verb here. The verb thenate, which is in the indicative mood. Translated able or capable. We have a negative particle affixed to it. Ooh. Not. Not able. Not able. Not able. To do what? Inherit. Okay, that's what the King James say here. The Greek word, oh my God, the Greek word is kleronomise. It is infinitive. What's an infinitive? It's a verb or noun. What is a noun? Name of a person, place, or thing. What is a verb? It's an action verb. So now you have an action verb that's telling you something and naming something and is talking about what you can receive or possess. So it's not able to do what? Not able to gain possession of the kingdom of God. Well, you got to go back to this other scripture that tells us that the kingdom of God is not about bread and meat. It's not about houses and land. Ooh, this is a strange message. No, when you will never come in here, and no one will ever tell you five ways how to do nothing.
Nothing.
get out of debt. One talk about how to get your healing and keep it. How in Scripture can you get? You're going to get healed and then keep it. Can you tell me someone who's ever kept it?
Oh, have mercy. I hear you.
These bodies are wearing out. They're falling apart on us.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
And this is what we got to understand. Mm-hmm. If we don't tell you the truth, we won't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather preach to five the truth than to preach to 5,000 an illusion, because an illusion is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to get this thing straight. Because God has not said the same. Then the latter part of that verse, as we close, is what?
Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
You know what he's saying? Understand what he's saying here. Here you have a noun. Frofra, which is translated decay. You know what a thing is decaying. He said that which is corrupt of the king, again using the same verb, except it is an infinitive. Now let me say this. Give me 3 minutes and I'm going to sit down today and my body's telling me to sit down too. Listen to what I'm saying. You got an infinitive there that deals with gaining possession, which speaks to the end that God has already prearranged this thing.
Oh, really? That's right.
This infinitive is in the aorist tense. What's the aorist tense? Completed action. That means that God has already prearranged it. And the design of it is that that which is the king cannot possess in God's kingdom. What is the king? These bodies. These bodies are wearing out. What did Paul say about these bodies? This earth, the house of this tabernacle is what?
It's destroyed.
In other words, this is not the vehicle that takes you for the long ride. Now, of course, that should do what? That should tell you something. Even our bodies falling apart. You know, day by day. You see, when you're young, you're making more cells, you're producing more cells down the line. Then they say you get to what they call middle age. It's about the amount you're producing is the amount that's dying. Then you get on the other side, like the downslope, like where I am. And most cells are dying than are being produced. And you know what? At some point, no more production. But this is not the vehicle.
No, it's not.
This is not the vehicle for the long ride. This is temporary. These houses are temporary. These bodies are temporary. Everything associated with physicality and time is temporary. That section that we're going to deal with is that God is not temporary.
Right.
The temporary, God is not temporary at all. But everything touching life that what you see is temporary.
Amen.
And in order to connect with God, you got to come out of the temporary shell. We will share these bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We will share our homes.
Yeah.
We will share our families.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all hear me this morning? We will share everything around us.
Everything.
But you know what? You don't mind moving out of a shack if you're moving into a mansion.
I hear you. Oh, glory. I hear you.
bodies for a glorified one.
Oh, glory.
One that will never get sick. And feel as lousy as I feel today. One that will never hurt.
Oh, thank God.
From day to day I wake up and there's some pain. I say, hey, where'd you come from? Each day. But I don't get despaired.
No.
Not for long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed.
Oh,
I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the Word of God has taught us to prioritize the things above.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Amen.
And so I can sing the song like the old people used to sing. I'm going where the wicked shall cease from troubling, where the weary shall be at rest. All of God's people of the ages. And I know this is metaphorically that's using the term to set at his feet and be blessed. But the bottom line is, one day,
yes,
I'm going where Jesus is.
Jesus.
Can you say one day?
Oh,
I'm going where Jesus is. They don't talk about it, but we're going to be caught up. Can you say caught up? Can you say caught up? To meet him in the air. And there shall we all be with him. That's not going to mean a thing to you unless you prioritize the unseen over the seen. The invisible over the visible. We shall move next week into the timelessness of God. We're going to get this thing right. And then we're going to be like Paul. Paul is sitting in prison. And he's saying, rejoice.
Rejoice.
You know that passage you wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Philippians.
Mm-hmm.
What is that to rejoice about? And you're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what Paul was rejoicing about.
Come on.
He was rejoicing about that he was in Christ.
Amen. There you go. Amen.
He said, Paul, you're in prison. No, I'm not in prison. I'm in Christ. The way we've got to think.
Yeah.
Say, you're in debt. No, I'm not in debt. I'm in Christ.
Yeah.
Somebody say, you're sick. No, I'm not sick. I'm in Christ.
Oh,
I'm going to leave it alone. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Oh.